Good. First, I want to give you a shukriyah for Tom for coming to speak by us tonight, giving us of his time. Also, especially a shukriyah for Yitzi Groom. Where is he? Oh, we're making the shidduch. So, making the shidduch over here. The shukriyah tonight's share, as all the share of the summer, is his sister Push Shalema of Haimelazah Ben Rafaleya, who was the miyase of this summer program, and all the shiur are in his bus for many, many years already. And it is sponsored by the Hirsch family, Lili Nishmas from Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha, whose yard site is tonight. May the Shama have an aliyah.
Romo Dasser, Rabbi Bergman, and Yitzi Grun, who set this up. But the canvas. The topic is mezuzah. It can go on for as long as you want to say it. However, I think that when I spoke with you, you said mention of a certain idea. And the idea was very simple. There was, or there is still, some confusion, I believe, in stock. The statement made, which it's already a misunderstanding, the old Hilchos Loshon Hara, it's already clear because it had reached at least 20,000 people via the different apps and clicks that were sent out. What was the confusion? There was a statement made affects this neighborhood more than the rest of New York, America, that the majority of mezuzahs is sold in Flatbush Apostle. That was the statement. Some of you may have heard, may not have heard, that's what was said. You heard certain afterwards. Now, what came out from this is it's ongoing. It's a tremendous serious for staff, which we'll talk about in a minute. And it's not so bad because there are things that need to be spruced up and made better, like in any Indian or mitzvahs. A very as brief as I can, a history of Steve Stam and all the generations going back up to 1,000 years, maybe more. In the Rishonim, we find you can look in the Besiris, it brings it from his basis for all of his tzuris. So, Oisius, the letters how you make them, is the Baruch Shoma Rishon. And he writes, saying, if you do it this way, all these certain Buddhists do it. Amarats. So, there were Amarats. Right. That's given. Go over the years. Fast forward, I guess, there's a two pieces of a Chassam Sofer that's pretty hard to swallow. And he writes that the Melech Zokin Ksili Yetzahara, who knows, is sitting on a chair of three feet. One is the Chazonim, that take all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael and just bring it Chutz L'machne Kotshu Psulim, pretty strong language. Second is the Shoritim, they give all the Kehillas, the Velas, and Dreyfus. We've gone through all of this already. And thirdly, the Sofer Stam that make it that all the Tzvim Mezuzahs are possible. Yeah, so now if it's 50 years, there's no problem. These are the three things. So on the Chassam Sofer Stam, it's 200 plus years ago. We had that problem. He writes even more than that. That you write that the Sofer now, the time is writing the truth to someone. Abkim, not only in Abkim, they're ruining everything, they make everything possible, the Rabban don't care, and they can't take care of them. And because of that, there are hundreds of Yiddish kinders that don't wear kosher. So that's what he writes in the truth. Go a little further in the times, and there were even in Europe, there were, like we have today, groups which try to stop. There was such a program. And they tried the best to take care of things. But again, first of all, it's a good, in those days, I guess, it was a good business. At first of all, the Sefer Torah. It's very well known. We had the Kanetz, because I thought the girl, his first Shabbos, came out of shul, and he's sitting by his window. He goes out there, Shabbos, he goes over, and he's writing the Sefer Torah. So he says to him, what's this? Right. So he says, well, what are you going to do with it? He said, what do you mean? I'm going to send it to America. That's what he had. That's true. The time between First World War and Second World War, more as a they could look at later, the Soviets were very had good calligraphy skills. They wrote the Sefer Torah, mostly Sefer Torah. We have small amount of today in three particular towns. They were Bund Socialist Communists, and you can see the pictures half of the Belfast. And they were writing. Three cities stand out, Jeffers, Slonim, and Mir, that when Schwab came to America in 1938, I believe, he ended up first in Baltimore. He came to a bakery, and there was a sign hanging, it's going to be a Achnos Sefer. Achnos Sefer, not like today, we have 11 on one Sunday. One in every 100 years, Achnos Sefer. So he said, well, you get Achnos Sefer. The guy gets Karim. He says, I bought it in Mir. He says, Mir, there's no kosher soy for the whole city of Mir. I'm coming out for me. He alerted to me. He says, it's false. He says, so what should I do? He said, well, Bechal the Shavuos. So he told him to write a send a pre-addressed postcard to the Pai Moises Berenberg, and the Pai Moises wrote that apostle and the situation. It was possible. Said, well, that's what there's a normal thing. Not so long ago, I believe in 61, sure. Satmaro made a big, big Genesis order this, which I believe was put together by Yitzkadai. To say his name, Rav Dovnos Lesser. He had a Hebra Mal B'Sharum. I have some.
Huh? His name, Dovnos Lesser.
Yeah? I know him very well. I'm from Norwich. I'm from Norwich. Hell, it's from Norwich. Dovnos Lesser.
He's
the one that's really? Donald was a very good speed, and he put a lot of koyak in those days. He made a heavy publisher read. Since his film, and he brought out,
I think I have captives over there.
They were selling it for you. They were selling some of the parishes, prime parishes, $1,020 a set. But the Malone, 60 cents. And he printed this. I know the company that it was. Fellow Velogian, who was an eldritch speaker, and he was sending this out. So he tried his best to do when he got Tapper up together. It was a tremendous. The maths was hard. And came along not so much later, in 61, in 76, Barrett, there's a truth for a Moshe. Remember when he wrote it, started about the Shmeres stuff. Now, that Shuva, he writes very strongly. Kash, he writes just like this lotion of the law. Kash, where he said, Robo was soy, Shalom Dodinim, and he can't be signed upon them. So you have to make an announcement, that you might push him mezuzis, otherwise, not kind of mitzvahs. Very strong, then he writes about it. And they started them to Shmer Stam, which today is not in its prime, but they did a lot of good things, and they brought out the awareness that we have. Now we have a new awareness. Is this true? So two questions here. The statement was the majority of mezuzahs sold in Flatbush. The siphon of bringing mezuzahs from Eretz Yisrael that are going the same mezuzahs, whether it's Flatbush, Borough Park, Lakewood, Muncie, wherever you want, the same siphon. That comes us to all match you up. We have the same thing. What does it depend on? Yes, it depends very strongly on who's checking that mezuzah and where it's coming from. So that is the big question here. And that's problematic. Why is it problematic? Because every soifer has his mesoidah. That's clear. There's a mesoidah, a soifer, how to do certain things as we'll see with certain voices, and we'll understand better. So the point taken of, yeah, you have to check what you're buying, where you're buying, and how you're buying. And I don't mean any particular place. No. It's obviously, like everything else you do, you got to go to the source. The source is the best thing. Now, I can tell you, I have to work for you too, so I can, let's leave that alone for a bit. Well, there are other stores in the neighborhood that get brought in from soifer. The situation has upped itself tremendously. It is in a much better situation. In fact, one of the soifer locally told me, 50 years ago, the standard mezuzah was 5-6 centimeters. And they all came from Eretz Yisrael. They all were stamped in that Mandal, excuse me, Mandal, that stamp on. You know, the Gary Holson. He was head of the Israel, the boat. And that alone created a tumult in the whole world just started. It's interesting because it was stamped etched in from either the front or the back. So the Mazuz is false. All the Gedoyim across the board, they're large churches of everything. Then it's true, all the truth is written. If it's stamped, if you write it in the Mazuz, besides what you write in the Mazuz, it's false. So if you stamp it or etch it, it's also false. That itself was false. But besides that, the Kabbalah was no letter in any of those Mazuz that was kosher. Eventually, they closed it down after many, many, many years, but people still get them, still get Mazuz like that. And it's pretty horrific. So when you go to the source, you have where to retrace your steps and say, look, this is the problem. This week, a Rav called me up from Great Neck, checked his film. Says, you know, from now on, just make a note. When you give it back, what the problems are. What's his problems? Problems are that there was an erech. I said, Rabbi, I only know the halom. Sephardic, hocus pocus. You're writing on the erech, and then what's not good for this, what's for that? I don't know. So, fine, okay, so I got the thing. But at least the person could come back and say, I deport this by you, I traced it by you. If it's coming from a Judaic store, it's one step down. So you have to be careful what you buy. The Baruch Hashem, this was an awareness. Many of the stores are serving much, much, much better. What are the problems that were brought out here? The questions came, do these mezuzahs have time? Crowns, we'll talk about crowns in a second. So it's equal to saying the plane you're going on doesn't have an engine. So then it's a thing. How far is that thing? Let's see. But the question is not a fair question. And the answer is no. The majority of Tefillin, mezuzahs sold are by mostly reputable sufferers. And in this neighborhood alone, in Flatbush neighborhood, I believe 5, 6 to 8 of the Sofrim are already doing this 50 years plus. So they're not newcomers, and we have a certain half to it. And just a question how you read the text. So, and one Hagdomba, which we'll get back to later, but right now people come in. One of us, you brought this up, $36. Today, honestly, the cheapest kosher mezuzah that I could possibly sell before I check it cost me $75. In other words, it went up pre-pandemic, 37, 38, a little bit later, 48. It's now, less than a year later, at 65, 70. You buy it before I check it. What does that mean? A guy comes in the store, I want to have it. There's no such thing, I can't give it to you. So no one asked the question. The person buying that was, we have to be fair. He didn't ask it when he bought the Pesach. I told you the silver tip, which was $80 a slice, one little piece, and Bakar is $150. You didn't ask it. The place is full. Okay? Your eggs are $4. You never heard of it. Your gasoline is back down to $4.50. So what? Was down for square? Okay. Last I told was five. So I say, we don't ask you a question then. Then the guy calls me. I tell him $75 on the phone. And I was warned that if $75, don't give my one for the whole house. I said, I can't give it to you for what I had. This is what it was. He'll come, he'll take over. What's he looking at? What does he know? He doesn't know what an outlet looks like. He's going to look into the size. That's what happens. People come, people buy. They need, as Sim said, the best customer is educated customer. Finished. You have to educate the crowd. Educate means like this. We're going to go both ways. The issues brought up in what are the psulim. This is where I'm going to be a little bit extreme. There are issues, but the word psulim of the following three items is nowhere in any poisik in the world. And that was two mistakes, psul and flatbush. Not push, hold it, or maybe not. And start, both. So therefore, that gives us a passage to explain it. Ignoring the law is, talks about Tag. Tagin in a few places. Tagin on the crowns on Shabbos Getz. Shabbos Getz has Warren Menachos uses a very important lotion. On the rover, seven oasis need shloish ziyunis, like little zines. Shabbos Getz. Yep. We know it's worth mentioning when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shammai, remember when that Mori found the bunch of flying crowns to the oasis, those oasis, Rav says, tag it. Says, Rabbeinu Shalom, what's this guy doing? What do you need him for? He said, all the mechot is one person is going to live in many generations after you. Rabbi Kiva, Kiva ben Yosef Shemoy, he's going to dash on every koitz and koitz. So this Abtari Tzil Shalom, Halach's the thing. So it's great, great. So it's a great things. Now, what are these? What are part of the soils? What's to mention the soils? The Maral's brother, the Yigal Satiyo, there's a Chavrusa that I'm old, going back a few hundred years here. He writes that, and Mishbura brings it, Berhekta brings it. Shah is get Shinai Testament Zion, Gibbul Tzadik, both regular Oasis and Oasis, are the Oasis of Sotom As. Sotom As, Shah is Sotom As. There's a tremendous Sotom that's Bekatrik, and the Tagin on top of them are like a get, a fight that goes out. They are the sword that fights off these Bekatrik. So everyone knows when you go check it with Mezuzahs, they have a problem. Yeah, so tagging are something very basic. You want to get rid of the Bekatrigim, it's worth it. Now, the issue brought up was that tagging were missing, and you could see the reason I'm only out of order here. I have a mezuzah, written without any tag. Why? Because everything today in the world is departmental books. You can't go do something like you used to, one guy did everything. So the Sofer writes it, and he leaves out all the targets. And some guy was called a Metayeg, that's his business, he's being Metayeg. Now, I'm going to skip over the whole target for a minute. Is that good or not? What everyone knows, in Tzvillin and Mezuzahs, you need to be writing Kisidro. If you write a letter and he left it out, well, how does the Mezuzah miss it? You can't put it back. Didn't write the same, you could erase the label back. What about target? And I'm saying to that I love is not true. Because obviously, if I have a safe turn that was written, and I find it sold, it's a cracked letter. You mentioned a cracked letter. So, what did you say? Third policy, $2,70,000 down the drain? No. So, I imagine that's the reason behind the look that the furniture made. Say, third caution. Fine. What about putting the target on after I write? Tzvillin need kisidro. Do the target need to be kisidro? So it's clear that la'aloch you can put it on after you write. That's clear. Okay. Target ain't makvin. Let's go backtrack a minute. If I didn't write target at all, I take this result as kosher. It's very possible that it's kosher for the end. Loikis, smoking a bronze, all flat, all this, all that. But stomach point to the Rambam, if you don't have tagging, it's kosher. Yeah, Mishpura Paschal that we do. And others, yeah. Now, what about writing the tagging? If that's the case, what about writing the tagging afterwards? Or writing before it? The guy writes the tagging, and then he writes the letter. Sometimes, Knyas is very good, writes the talking, it's kosher. In Truvus and on August, Rabbi Shtermach Zangazund says clearly, according to the Ashi, it's a ceremony. That tagging crowns are makis. If you don't have them, it's going to be false. Just like other logs that put to show you to a mat, but yeah, some hold you can't fix tagging either. Every you have to write the letter and write the oiz. Why am I bringing this out? Because the fact is today, except for a small percentage, every sofer, even the shenster of the shenster, sends out his mezuzahs and the tefillin to be the tagging again. What happens? The guy who's doing it does not look at the mezuzah or the tefillin.
he's looking at the letters. So obviously he's going to skip every letter. And you're going to have it without time. That happens all the time. The best of the chance. Now, that's the job of the Magia. But the Magia has enough other problems in the actual true sources. You have to make sure his letters are right. So when the Sofer is checking a mezuzah, he has to check that all the letters are there. The fact that it's a computer and 99.9, except where something falls through the cracks, didn't have a computer check. So in the back of his mind, he could say, I'm relying on the computer. The fact is, though, that those who know the truth know those who go to be Israel ever allowed not to check the Levi, not to, no. Allow them to put out their material without and allow them to use a computer. Yes, to convince them. A computer can't take the place of a human being. It's a very simple one. Of course, I'm only reading the computer, and if for one second I blinked, then the way it should be done, that everyone knows these things should come up and correct it for us. It really should be that when you go through the, say, the Torah or the film, it should stop, not let you go further. There's something missing. It doesn't work that way. You see all the letters, you decide if it's a problem, you decide missing an extra we can know. Because it's 730 letters from the Zuzu. If it says 714 or 712, I know there's a problem. But how do I know that Digonef wasn't written Digonogecha? It's only changed, saying that the letters are there. Okay, so if the person who's manning the computer for a second blinks or goes away something, you lost it. So that means you're going to be missing time. So it's kosher, Not the chatzilah, for sure not. Not if you're buying an expensive mezuzah, expensive say, tzedakah. Now, all this old brisket over all clearly, even tagging have to be written the same way as you write tzedakah and mezuzah, just like the letter has to be written in order, the tag has to be written in order. And the best way to sum it up is way the shape of the levy, those are going to broker rights. That's who's doing this tip to you. You don't have to be any rock star sofer to do the tip. Take European grip, which is everything I'm going to talk about for a second. It wasn't the program to talk about. You take a European grip that's a technical pen, or you take today, this is what they're using. I don't use it. This is a, I don't know what's called, a mooch. The kids are simple pen. Very, what's the mind? The mind is that the ink is not coming out. That's not going to ruin your results. If you fix with ink and a feather, chances are you're going to ruin something at some point if you have to fix 50 things in a results. So there are technical pens. It was a repeat grade for your mind. Today you have the pen tells, which are very 0.03, 0.02. They're tremendous. So he writes that since we know those who are Oisik and making the tea are not, they have no shaitu with any aloha, and no one is watching what they're doing. So it's a mitzvah gemurah that should be done with the balayro. It shouldn't be done that way. Now, it's kosher. Can't say it's not kosher. That's not, he says the same thing. So if you should write, you shall succeed. And when I was just that way, probably not. 80-90% not. Mentioned the repeat graph, I just want to go back. Any deviation in Kedusha Stam, that's the key word. Any deviation in Kedusha Stam is going to lead to another pirtz. As we see, there are people writing, they're not everyone. First of all, it's important when you go by, if you get the best of our ability to know that the Sofer has Smicha Ksav Kabbalah and Shri Betoik. The Rebbeim are very strong. I tell you that you know every mezuzah. No, you can't know every mezuzah. You want rota, you want mine. Yerei Shammai means something like this. Someone I knew very well, grew up in Europe. His father had a private pair of tomb for him. The Sofer came to the house, they had one room. He stayed there 6 months. He wrote Vayidava, the tomb. He went out to the forest. Came back, wrote a chapter. You did 6 months, right? That period too. So, okay, there must be some sense of Yerushima in that. Today, I got to get it finished because it's X amount of time, X amount of dollars. Very simple. So, that's a problem. I'm going to mention something interesting. A number of years ago, there was a There is a rov made something for silk screening. Those are familiar with silk screening. T-shirt to make mugs. You take computerized printout, the trip punches out the letters you want on the name, you want to write type, and it's there, then the shmir on it, page. An ink, a dye, whatever it should be, the color you want, it goes through and it comes up. It's used for that type of stuff. And he had a great idea. You could bring down at that time the price on safer turn to $18,000. Great computer chip. Prints out the whole thing, he puts it on the cloth, and he smears it up. Now, it was Olden Golden, Shatoy. He was big. He was big. He had a great idea. He happened to be a fellow who thinks out of the box, and he had a great idea. How'd that happen? Happens to be that. Rabbi Yash was a Korean Baruch, and Rabbi Karelit, Rabbi Vat Yosef, Rabbi Olsen, I can list you just another 30 names of the biggest of the biggest. So it's possible to look at this point. So how do you get away with it? Well, he said, they're not born in Mamaro. It's true. So, and he got away, and they're around. They are around. So we can't, it's very hard to know what it is. But where that comes from, very simple. Because till some sofer, no one wrote with anything different than either a reed, like the Gemara says, or a feather, which is how we write today. That changes. A reed or a feather. At the time of some sofer, he brings down someone of B'nai Yoyin, what the Landsberg Nerov goes out for the biggest, and especially in Ksatra, it's very big. I'm only going to have a voice sick, and he wrote a sefer Torah with a Kona Shabbat, metal pen. Sharper, right? If you're writing, doesn't go. Fine. I'm sorry to write, it's okay. I don't know why. When Toshka Lamdvov was in good Tzotzik, and I went over and I showed the Rabbi Shafashi Batal, I showed him this Kess Tzotzik. No, I feel it's finished. I don't know why he left. Go ahead a few more years, and someone came up with this idea. This repeating grid that the tech that was available then. That's at a little link, it's 0.100 something. And you can fix every kutsa shelyul that needs to be there. You can fix every tag quickly and never make a mistake. No one really was pointed pair. I didn't ask them again in the voice of 1995. That just came out then in 85. And it said the same thing. Can't use it. Possible in interviews. When this silk screen came out, it's very simple. So many things started changing without anyone putting a stop on the reins. And so, one more thing. There was also Chef Delevi never allowed to fix a Kutzer Shudut with that pen. He didn't. They allow you to fix a lipstick and a noise if it was not possible with that pen. But the other one had it, they have all the points. You talk. No. But once you do whatever you want, the next guy does silk screening, the next guy did computer. Interesting, just historically. Rosh Hashan Toshal Amadal, someone with the yeshiva with me, he came from another yeshiva. He had an idea how to make, appreciate the system. But it was also half letters, and then afterwards you pull the rest. Could be caution anyway. It's got the right to come, but emotion. I was in there. In my mind, that's what I'm talking. I said, hey, I have, those of you who are old enough to remember, there's something called a typewriter. I have a typewriter. Talking years. So I had a Hebrew typewriter. I said, I'm going to make a font of two sources, kosher two sources, attach it to the metal. I'm pressing it. I'm going in order. No problem. All the problems I'm with it, take care. And I'll make rubber, so no etching, and I'm going to make a ribbon of kosher ink. So it was Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't the right time to approach for this, but just that's how it came out. And he was, with his years, I did, and he got very worked up, and he gave a shirai. Even if the fuss is kosher, could be. Here's a sheet that has all you can print again. Even if the fuss is kosher, he said something that I would even never said in his whole life, in any halacha. Chodesh also b'natur. Or is it of some sort? What does that mean? Kedushas stam cannot be changed. This is the Masorah. This is the way it was given. A lot of things have changed. I write the Targum with the pen. I write it. So it, I don't think you find in the whole New York City, for sure, maybe even out of New York City, more than three soifrim that only use a pen. Yes, that's a fact. Caution. Can I answer the rule? Can say the rule. But once you're doing that, it can change anything you want, as we see that happen. Go back to the basic, the target. So you have to write the target. Now, whatever I wrote of target, you mentioned my colleagues are poison. There are other target brought in Shulchan Aruch, and it's also the same what they are. Basoifrim no hagi to make other target. This was the issue brought up by the Tzroh. There are no target, there are no bedek chayi target. Bedek chayi, on those sheets with two solid base, take a base, and Shinai, Tzroh, Zayim, Mutzadik have three crowns. A base has towards the left one, to give more it. A Dalit has one, a Kuf has one, a Hay has one, and you should have the text something else. So, those letters, whatever I don't make it up there, and I'm also saying that a person bought until today, still for today, up to $75, he's not going to get generally those taxes. That's true. Okay. Caution. The Welt sagt, some sorry, it's caution, some say caution in the end. There's no one. Maybe a favor for the stuff. No one says post. So let's take away the word post. It's kosher. We'll get back to the evidence. You put that in the back up and I'll cut that. It's interesting. But to say it's post, it's not post. Should it have it? Yes. Now, how do you make that? I made on these sheets by the gimel and the down. You can see them. The base and the down. The doubt by the Gimel says Makkah. What is a Makkah? Those three crowns are unit. They look like little Zions. Rambam says you need a Zion. You really need it. Rishpura says you really need to make a Makkah. You don't want to make those crowns too big because if I make on a base a thick crown, too big on the left side, the one on the left over there, number two, the center down to fourth, I'm going to ruin the left. It's going to look like a llama. You make a big thing and it happens. It does happen. You got a Mezuzah. It's not such a big letters. So there are two other ways to make it. Underneath the base, I made on the right side a little base with a little thing coming out, and the other one that's a little bigger. That's called, you can see by the dollars. One's called a scholar sexy because it's easier for the ink to flow. You start a little dollar. The other one is a mark. If you look at the pictures I gave out, you're going to see, so for whatever I gave you there, it's a Dushinsky, it's a for the Mizrach market, it's another prime site program. From the Baal Shem Tov film, they did not make crowns like the Shalom Sketch. They did not make a Zion. They made a line. I have this film before it's on set. There was not Papino, 50 years ago, less than 50 years ago. That's how they wrote. That's a Masorah. And Radash writes clearly, you got it. The Masorah is important. The Masorah is so sorry. They wrote that way. We don't follow it. We don't follow it. This is the way that it was given. Some wrote this way, some wrote that. The Yostri the Shinsky was in Europe. He was in Eretz Yisrael and over in Jerusalem. Never a problem. Well, Shem Tov, I don't think I had a problem with the story for writing it that way. Because that's how we wrote it. So, as far as how to make it, any house, a little line, like the first one, a little bit bigger, or a crown, is 100% kosher. Why does this stove say it's not kosher? First of all, postal can't be. Why does it say it's the abbot? Why say it's postal? And why do I say, yes, you can have a target for the abbot, and that target is good? Because Mr. Broom himself writes, you should make a zeal. If I wrote it to anyone, they know you can make a mackle, a little light. Nothing more, and there's a reason to make a little line. Because if you make a sign, it could look like another oyster on top of the oyster. Also, there are reasons. The Rambam says to you, it's possible, it's not possible. It's kosher, lichatchil. Not a problem. And any one of those three things, kosher, lichatchil. That's number one. Number two, something very important. A lamed, if you look here on the lamed, there are two little minute crowns. Number 10, good. Number 3.
3 and 10.
The 3 is larger than that time. And anyone to take any mezuzah here, you're going to see it's a big crown, especially the little, the smaller ones. To get those two crowns in, a lama is good. Every letter takes up a third of the line. The lama has a vav, and the vav is three parts of a line too. So you're going to have a brash in the line above. So when you get those tag, you have to be very, very mumcha to do it. So many of them don't have it. And if they do have it, I'm talking about expensive ones. If they do have it, I checked yesterday, Reb Nachum Davidovich, the Rosh Rish for our story from the last 50, 60, 70 years, the Yudor Shirot, the Nachum Papino, the biggest, all the Tagana Moshe Kapoy. Who cares? But there's a paper here which is a big difference, it's very important. I know the reply from the Baruch Fandesky sent whenever someone came with a child, I found this, and he was very old. Very open to check the scissors. And the first thing was to fix the tabiyah. Why is that? It's an halachically sound, it's not ma'akit. If you don't have this, not ma'akit. But Yashiv held, it's only kosher with the end. Even in the 30,000 mezuzahs of those days, he said you have to fix it. Not too easy, it's a hard job. But the Besoyse brings their two tagin, the right is Chesed, the left is did. No one has to be told what that means. Bush brings Chesed and did. Everyone needs a lot more Chesed than they need did. So therefore, the right has to be bigger than the left. So it's a good idea that these should be in place and proper. But postal, they're not postal. I'm going to go a step further. There was a letter put out by the... This was discussed in Lakewood by the guy with the printer. I didn't get to hear the share, but I called before him to say, hey, what's the guy saying the share on this letter? We discussed it already. None of these issues are issues. So, no, it's a springboard, which we're doing the same thing. There was a letter from the conference of a good Rabbonim. The two names on top. And I went and I spoke. And when I said to Bedekaya, it's the issue. So first of all, he wasn't told the issues. He was told that the scientists of Flatbush don't know how to check business. They don't have to check. They're too quick. They're there. They're not good. That's what he's told. So why that letter went out? Now, you know I can never get that letter back. I can never retract it or never have it. But when you wait, sir, about it. If we're talking kosher, it's kosher. Says to me, which was a Chiddush, I knew that he holds it. I said to the vitamin, I told him, you know what it said in the letter? So he said, I'll tell you what it said in the letter before I took it out. He said, the Rotsarfim are not reliable. He made them take it out. He said, you know, talk for Rotsarfim 50 years plus. That most of the guys here are not good guys. And if they are, they're very, very proficient in our law. Most of them are proficient in our law. So, he looks in Bedekhaya. You don't need Bedekhaya. End of discussion. You don't need it. He holds it kosher with that. And I know that he passed one step. Tagi alamin. I asked him, the old mezuzah didn't have. I just want to mention. The mezuzah today that they pass with all these problems, when the Amish Meristam came into being in the 70s, they blessed their stars that there was such a mezuzah. For 20-something dollars then, the Shentz mezuzah, Greenwald mezuzah, the Shentz mezuzah, not ice at all, but it was easy. There were no mikis. There was no nothing. It was kosher. Chetchila passed all inspectors every time. Did I have tagalabits? Obviously not. Did I have medikaya? Maybe little lines. And that was there for them. That was gold. Today, nothing is good. Now, look to say, everyone should buy the best that you can. Which leads us back to the same thing. You go into a store, you need to be educated. You're good educated. You can see he's not going to let you buy. No, not going to let you buy something that's not on par. If a fellow walks in, he says, I'm not spending $120 for the least expensive mezuzah. And I was in the store, I saw it. The lady came in from the lady in Israel, carried $100-something. She walked out. It was even $85. We're not used to this, but this has changed. Why has it changed? Someone asked me last week a good question. How is it possible that a year and a half ago, you were able to buy, say, for 30 for $35,000-$40,000. So what, are you crazy? For $10,000 to clap for the part of the interference with that voice. So if it's working a whole year, 16 months for $25,000. When?
A year ago?
What?
It was
a coach? 2 years ago. No, I told a year and a half ago. So coach looked at it. But let's not get here. Today you start at 75, 80. What happened? Three things happened. Number one, everyone ran to Supreme Court because they had a lot of extra money sitting around for the pandemic, which was what happened. That's going to stop a little bit. Number two, unfortunately, there were a lot of distortion. People wanted to write. So there was a tremendous shortage. There were no mezuzahs and tefillin to be got. There were no mezuzahs. There weren't. Today we could get it, but that's a little better. It's a little better. But a price is not exorbitant. It doesn't make any sense. Today, for a person to get a nice-looking mezuzah that cost last year $120, take $240. Just the way it is. So either we get used to it or we just don't buy it. I wanted very much that the Rebbeim should sign. I spoke to some Rebbeim. They should sign up. Thinking like, well, mezuzah is tough for me to change because you do need for all the doors that are before you. Although, the Chuba Space Shepherd, the people used to be knowing one of the house, but it's not, they can't do that. But in the house, rotate. One day I doubt you have two potato to them. 3 years, don't buy a pair to them. Things may change. But the rather, I only got two guys to sign.
That's right.
Okay. In 1951, I'm going to bring one in. 1951, Kevin Strong and California surrogate. Now, of course, the set, complete set. You see?
California
and Israeli surrogate, 1951. I'll bring it there. Read out. Oh. Okay, things change. But this reason, the pandemic, and then there's a shortage, and the shekels are the created half. So what happened now? When the shekel was much stronger, so the suffer went over, and the fact that the dollar cost much more. Last week, the dollar came very strong for the shekel, so the suffer goes up, he raised the price $5. So what do you mean? The dollar gets stronger. So you can sell whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. That's any way that it tilts where it looks. And there's other reasons, because it's true. They didn't get paid what they should get paid over the years. But it makes it harder. But listen, you got to do it. You got to do it. Guy's buying a house. The land, you know, that I'm reaching about the offer, the merchant says that he's the last guy that gets into the deal. So the mezuzah is after you bought the house, you have to put in the floors, you have to put in the tiles. So, but to buy something, that's really what you need to know. You need to be educated. To have everything is hard. Only in tip top mezuzahs can you have it. Give me a second, maybe make a synopsis that the issues that were brought up are important issues, because it's true, many of the sisters are not so great, but don't say the word the post. Now, Nagay Lamas, if every person, you go to the site, you check in the Zeus, it comes back, Kosh Bedia. What does that mean? Does that mean I can't be behind the mitzvah with this mezuzah? Or now that it was written, which was what the Rebbe said, then on the Dagelant, it didn't have it, you have to put it on. Meaning, in that case, it's kosher. But let's take a B'dievet. Once it's B'dievet, can I continue using it or not? That's one way to look at it. The second way is, no, from now on, you got to fix up your act. So it's not so clear, but the best way to say it is, in something that is halachically B'dievet, a short line. That's one of the biggest problems. Not has to be with a tall rope. Make it very short like a yud. Point to a spruce post. And the best mezuzahs, $150, $200 mezuzahs come very often in short yud. Of course, they give short valves on the lamb because it's just very hard to fit it in. So in an issue where it's halachically b'dievet, real halacha, then the right way is to change the mezuzah. You can't put it back on. If it's these types of the evidence, it's missing a bad kaya type, or it's not the way you want it with the zion or a lava, it's that. So then continue using it. A lot more. Thank you very much.